Business Truth with Benito Vergatini. Smile 90.4 FM.
12 minutes before 9, a very good evening and welcome to the conversation. Now, the 2021 municipal elections took place, and while the party results have been announced, a number of questions might still remain for employers. However, these are less likely to be around the actual results and more in terms of what is and, more importantly, what isn't permitted in the workplace when it comes to one's political alliances. Well, to join us to shed light on this is the Director for the Employment Law Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, Thabang Rapoleng. Mr. Rapoleng, good evening and thank you for your time.
Good evening and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. So where has this concern then arisen from?
Well, I think taking into account the nature of the election that we've had, particularly this year, it does tend to be a political topic across workplaces. And employees, by their nature, will want to discuss the political events that are taking place, and in so doing, also show political affiliation in the process. But I think it's something that should be expected, but companies obviously need to be mindful as.
Is there an incident where an employer can threaten an employee to let's say we've had the election, so let's use that as an example, to vote for a particular party? Have we had instances or examples of this also taking place?
Well, I'm aware of an accusation to that effect where one employee alleged that their employer asked them to vote in a particular way.
Okay.
But obviously, I am not really familiar with the facts of that particular case. It's something that is not common, or if it does happen, it's not commonly reported where it should be reported. But if such was to happen, obviously, that will amount to an unfair discrimination where the employer takes action against the employee because the
Mr. Rapoleng? Mr. Thabang, you there?
Yes, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Sorry, we just lost you there for a second. But surely one's political affiliation is a personal choice. When does it become problematic when there's engagements around political affiliations, politics in the workplace? I suppose the employer then needs to set that particular line.
Definitely, the employer will have to set the line, and in most cases, they'll find either in the disciplinary code or in the code of conduct that the employer will definitely take a stance. But where it becomes a problem, unless the employer is a political organization itself or has an interest in a specific political party, employers generally have a duty to create and maintain a politically neutral work environment. So that's where it becomes a problem, because now you have this duty where you want to maintain a politically neutral working environment. And now if you allow employees to be actively involved or actively express their political views within the workplace during normal working time, that has a potential of now affecting your duty as an employer to maintain a political neutral environment, and it can cause tension in the workplace, and it can also impact cohesion and constructive interactions between employees.
So how then would you advise employers then just to navigate or to create this non-discriminatory neutral workplace when it comes to personal political affiliations then?
Well, The most obvious one, which most companies, I think, have adopted, is to basically prohibit political regalia. They prohibit people coming with political regalia in the workplace. because obviously political agenda on its own has that potential now to show that attention that you are trying to avoid. Mm. But as well as to ask people that their political views, that they are entitled to have their political views, they are entitled to participate in political activity, but that should not be within the workplace, within the working hours. Those are things that employees should pursue their personal time and outside of the workplace. And obviously, employees also need to be mindful of the positions that they occupy, because sometimes when you occupy a certain position, it will affect your role now within the employment relationship if you hold a certain political view. So employees also need to be mindful of the positions that they occupy as well. So, but it's a matter that needs to be regulated in terms of policy, either in the have a specific policy or in the code of conduct and ethics, where the employer makes it quite clear what is expected of employees.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So there is a roadmap, so everyone knows exactly where they stand. Are there, lastly, Tabang, any potential legal consequences for an employer should they, for example, force staff to vote for a particular party? Has there been any cases around something like this taking place?
Yeah, well, The most obvious one, obviously, if you were to force someone to vote for a specific party, depending on how you go about it, it can amount to a discriminatory act. And there have been cases where the court has pronounced and reiterated that a discrimination on grounds of political opinions or political affiliation are prohibited. And it obviously goes against the Constitution as well, because there is freedom of association.
Correct.
In the Constitution. So you will be breaching a constitutional right as well. So depending on how the employer goes about it, the employer can either be taken to the CCMA, the Bargaining Council, or even the Department of Labor if they pursue such action. And obviously the High Court as well will have jurisdiction to deal with such matters. Mm. But it will, besides the legal challenges, it will also lend the employer to a reputational damage or reputational risk, because obviously if such was to go out, that employer will be attracting bad reputation or bad publicity. So it is quite a risky move to do, and it's something that obviously big companies will be mindful of, and if it does happen, companies that employ less number of people, but it's something that should be discouraged because it goes against the Constitution and the core values of the Constitution, which is the freedom of association.
Tabang Rapuleng, Director for the Employment Law Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Mr. Rapuleng, appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us this evening in conversation.
Thank you.
The Honest Truth with Benito Virgo.